The views and opinions of this broadcast do not reflect the views and opinions of Armed Media, UNU Productions and its affiliates. Enjoy the show.
You are tuning in to Let's Talk Careers with Sarah. I'm aired every Wednesday at 10 p.m. Eastern Time. In this show, I talk about career advancement, resume revamps, interview expectations, how to stand out from the crowd, how to brand yourself, and skills you need to become a CEO. All of this is on Armed Radio online show, Let's Talk Careers with Sarah, exclusively on TuneIn Satellite and the Armed Radio Network.
Hello, hello, and welcome to Let's Talk Careers with Sarah. I'm here every Wednesday night at 10 p.m. Eastern Time, bringing you so much information and experts who will explain themselves how they become experts. So tonight I have a special guest, Dr. Olga Zbarskaya from Oscredo Inc., Center for Creative Thinking and Unlimited Possibilities. She is the founder and president. She received multiple degrees in education, educational psychology, art, social work, and social sciences. She is an expert in creativity and optimization of human creative potential. And she is the author of There Is No Box Theory of Creativity and the first textbook Brainstorm on Creative Thinking for Higher Education that became popular around the world. She invented the Mind Booster art trend. Olga served as a board member, administrative director for human service companies, judge for various literary and academic competitions. She received myriad of international awards. Dr. Olga received the Art Invention Award, the National Society of Leadership and Success, Art Diamond International, the Literary Award, Best Poetry Award, Paramount Literary Award, TAA Textbook and Academic Authors Association Spotlight, and others. Dr. Olga served as a National Organization for Human Services, NOSHS Senior Reviewer, and she has dozens of presentations and art exhibitions, more than 100 publications, including books, textbooks, poetry, collections, articles, etc. And she has countless TV and radio interviews internationally. Lots of articles internationally about Olga's work and interviews with her in magazines and newspapers. Welcome, Olga. Tell me about yourself. What led you to your career as a president in your company? Why did you choose this career?
Well, hello, Sarah, and hello, dear listeners. Thank you so much. It's such a pleasure and honor to be here with you today, and thank you so much for your question. Well, everything starts somewhere, right? So I was born into a family of two scientists. I was born in Ukraine, and my mother was a biochemist and my father was an engineer inventor. So as you can only imagine, my passion for science, literature, art, and other things has developed in my childhood. So I was curious with so many different things. And when it was time to choose my career path, I could not even decide what I want. Because, like I said, I was concerned with many different things. And as a result, I got degrees, education, experience in different fields. I can tell that it really helped me later on creating a multidisciplinary approach to anything, you know, that I need to solve and so on. So I studied creativity and self-determination because those were trends of personality that I thought can help people to achieve, succeed, become better, more creative, more fluid, more flexible, and so on. And I went through different, actually, jobs in order to learn and collect, you know, like wisdom, knowledge, data, and so on. I worked as an administrative director in different companies. I even worked as a TV and radio host because I wanted to interview as many creative individuals as possible and learn, you know, what's the difference between like a regular traditional person who struggles actually to come up with one solution per day comparing to people that just generate ideas easily, fluently, flexibly, originally, and so on. I also presented a lot as a lecturer, guest speaker. I did art exhibitions and more. So all of the above actually made me think about creating my own company, forming this and founding this OzCreator. So in 2017, I have founded OzCreator, a center for creative thinking and unlimited possibilities, so training, workshop, consultant, and coaching, you know, company. So that's how it started, and that's how it ended thus far.
That is very unique, because I never heard anybody actually, like, to say, moving towards that of creativity. A lot of people think differently. They just think about themselves, but they're not thinking about how others can be creative as well. That is very unique.
Well, thank you. Also, working for different companies made me, you know, realize that there are so many amazingly talented, gifted people that really do not know how to tap into their own potential. And I always wanted to help them to provide particular, you know, training, workshop, consultation, and say, hey, you know, you have it all. You just need to start thinking differently, change your stereotype and change your thinking patterns, behavior patterns, and so on and so on. So.
That's nice. So you said you provide services such as training, workshop, and consulting?
Yes, absolutely. And I'm sure we will get into some details as we speak, and I will give you more insight of what kind of services we provide. So we are open, you know, to anyone who wants to succeed. We provide amazing professional development for people who help. We help services, you know, that hopefully help everyone who wants to become an entrepreneur, open, you know, his or her own business, and so on and so on.
So let's say if somebody wants to have a side hustle and they don't want to give up their 9-to-5 jobs, do you help with that as well?
Well, absolutely. We help people make a transition. It's not easy to just give up on something that you already know, right? So we provide special recommendations for how to change, you know, their thinking and how to think about their motivation and why self-employment, right? So you need to decide what will you do, like what you will do, and think of different needs, like your health insurance. You need to create more time for your self-employment. You need to build some financial reserve. We always recommend use your hobbies. You know, everyone is good at something. So you need to examine your traits, your skills. You know, explain how to market yourself strategically. You need to learn how to, research the market. If you are not good enough with time, and you need to learn how to control time. And because when you become self-employed, time is one of the most important and difficult trends, and you need to learn how to control it. You need to definitely, in a good way, take advantage of professional relationships, because you will be surprised how many people you already know. Sometimes people come to us and they say, like, I don't know anyone. And we start, like, saying, like, okay, look, you have people from various fields. You just didn't think of it. And again, think of your own skills. Now you need to package and sell them. It's a different approach, just different angle, you know, and start doing it while employed, even though it's difficult. But I will provide a few tips for your listeners how to do it successfully. And obviously, you need to learn, like, regulation, how to keep records, how to file taxes, but it's not as difficult as it seems. So there are certain resources. We always share, like, multiple resources with our customers. Like, for example, like I said, you need to do an extensive daily research, become a researcher, right? You need to read about U.S. Department of Labor resources on self-employment and small business ownership. You need to find information about alternative or free workspaces. And some people say there are no such thing in New York. And it's not true. You just need to research, right?
Right.
You need to read about buying, local deal size, banking, financial services, I don't know, discounts, grants, donations, individual insurance coverage, and so on. There are many, many amazing organizations that can help, like NASE, National Organization for the Self-Employed, a non-for-profit company, actually, that helps you grow your business, and online portfolio will help. So you need to also, do the showcase of your future services. And also use, I don't know, freelance sites. There are many of them, blogs, alternative networking with community organization, and so on. I think it's, like, more than enough to start thinking about this.
Right. I mean, it's not a simple thing. Like, if somebody wants to be self-employed, they have to take into consideration that they have to actually do what their employer already is doing.
That's right.
You know, if the employer does all of the stuff and they want to be self-employed, then they have to do whatever it takes. I totally agree. And there is so much information online. There is no excuse not to be successful.
Right. And we do provide all the recommendations and resolutions how to start a new business. And really, regardless of business specifics, when people start a new business, we always recommend them to first, like, get creative, elevate mood, and actually promote their own ability to focus or captivate attention. Those are important. It seems like it's like, I can do it. But like you said, when you work for someone, you really do not think about things like this. When you become self-employed, you need to be a self-starter. You need to have this very high level of motivation. You also need to learn how, be tolerant. You need to tolerate, like, ambiguity, because sometimes you're just not sure, you don't know how. So no need to, get stressed out and so on. There is always a way to say, look, let me, do a mind mapping here. Let me try it from a different perspective, different angle, and so on and so on and so on. So you need to sometimes challenge common wisdom, something that you get used to, and you need to start perceiving stressors as new opportunities. This is a big one. This is important. And then we always say you need to be consistent. You cannot, like, today, I want this company, I want this business. 3 months later, oh, it's not working, let me try something else. It doesn't work like this. So you need to clearly define your goals and provoke unusual, ideas, connect, if you want, unrelated matters, and avoid the way you used to think, avoid cliches. So this is important. And start celebrating novelty, read tons of books, discover cross boundaries even if you want. and learn something new and be flexible enough to welcome some challenges. And
right.
Don't say, I'm not social. You need to become social. You need to collaborate. You need to compete. You need to respect other business owners in order to be respected by them. So those are very, very important tools.
Right. And I know, like, a lot of people who are successful also say, like, don't settle. Don't say it's enough what I'm doing and it's all good. That's why they're successful, because they are themselves do what they preach. So
yep.
I agree totally what you said right now. Now, do you have a client who has reached out to you to help him or her with the transition to self-employment?
Absolutely. That's what we do, actually. We provide consultants for people who want to open their own business, you know, and we always tell them to do it from the perspective of utilizing potential, from creative decision-making, from solving problems effectively. So we do both. We consult, generally speaking, how to prepare yourself for, you know, a new business or a new idea, and also how to do, like, step-by-step, how to plan short-term, long-term, and so on. So let me give you an example. Let's say we help people open their own child care centers. It's like family daycare, group family daycare, after-school programs, and other educational programs. So we provide all training required by the state for certification, helping them filling out, you know, like, applications, prepare the place, obtain certificates, get clients, work with families, sign up for various programs, like CD programs, and so on. So we had this client, like, one woman, she reached out to ask Rita about, I would say, 6 months ago, and she said she was a teacher, and she was tired of working for a school setting, because sometimes people work for years and they just realize they can't do this anymore, or they want some, you know, adjustments in their life, or they want to start working, you know, for themselves, and mm-hmm. it's totally fine. So she wanted to open her own group family daycare center, and she had no clue how to do it. So we did provide her with a step-by-step process, you know, like, guidance, and we invited her to a 15-hour training required for certification. We actually told her she was about to rent a space, and she was afraid that she would not have enough resources. So we told her that she can open a daycare center, a group family daycare, in her own house, because she had a huge first floor that was actually empty. We just helped her to prepare that space. And she, you know, came to us, and she was actually very pleased with, you know, high quality training. And we provide literally wraparound services and support for her to obtain her certification. And let's say just recently, she came back, and she seemed much happier, because she started working for her dream for the first time in her life.
Wow.
And she's a happy self-employed childcare director, and now she plans to expand her business and open another center, so we will be happy to assist her. This is just, you know, one of the examples. We also consult non-for-profit organizations. Sometimes people come with a great idea, and they just, you know, don't know how to start because they never used to do it. Like, another example, a group of people just also recently, I'm trying to give you the most recent example to make it more updated. A group of people reach out to us to get an assistance on opening a non-for-profit, recycling non-for-profit organization, Better World Alliance, because they have this beautiful idea to provide support to local communities, you know, in terms of, I don't know, creating a recycle-free environment, developing jobs for those in need, like provide like fundraising capital for educational institutions and generally proven like the recycling flow and everything is a flow. So we are currently working with them by creating the step-by-step plan of action, strategies, like short-term, long-term goals, community partnerships, paperwork, marketing material advice, and so on. So we get them connected with local colleges so they can properly, you know, like do what they want to do. So sometimes it's not easy to turn your brilliant idea into a daily real, you know, business, but there is always a way. Sometimes you need to adjust your thinking. Sometimes you need to change your thinking, you know, and we're happily helping people to do so. Even though some people are very stubborn, it's not easy to change their thinking, but they get to a point where they say, like, look, I really need to look at this idea from a different angle. And then it works.
Right. So you are probably helping, doesn't matter what type of business they want to open up, you are there for them.
Absolutely. We can provide also, you know, we can refer them somewhere else if they need to go to another office or obtain training that, for example, is very particular, professional, that we don't conduct it. We don't provide, but again, we provide so many different trainings. We provide for healthcare providers, for educators, professional development for anyone. We provide creativity workshops. Those are one-of-a-kind, amazing hands-on creativity workshops where people just learn how to think differently. And we work with institutions, organizations, colleges, so we would come to any organization that would like to incorporate a creativity workshop or provide amazing professional development for their employees or their administrators and learn how to communicate effectively, how to become more flexible, more fluent, more original, how to build a strong team, how to use human potential in order to improve organizational flow, and so on and so on and so on.
That's nice. And if someone had a goal of becoming better in their career, let's say they, before moving on to self-employment, they just want to advance in their current career, like to get a promotion, what strategy can you develop to reach that goal?
Well, first of all, like I said before, don't waste valuable time hoping for the best, you know, or waiting for your company to notice that you are doing, you know, like high quality work or something like this. So, and like I said, the most successful entrepreneurs, they know what the public wants and make it available to them before they even know, you know, that they want it. So if you don't know, don't hesitate to do a research or interview people around you. You can start while, you know, you're working and are working on someone else's dream. That's okay to start dreaming and start thinking. Well, you need to trust your intuition, but you need to always support yourself with the data. So data, data, data. Again, there are many people that say, oh, I'm not good at research. Oh, I'm not good with these numbers. Oh, I'm not good with data. I don't need this. I don't know. So you need to really change your thinking because data, 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 important, research. Then next one, like I said, network, network, network. Mm-hmm. Networking is very important. And even if you are not so sociable and you don't like, you know, going, attending events or you have no time, try at least maybe once a month or, you know, like once every 3 months. Go to some events hosted by successful people that can share their own struggles, challenges, and so on. So you can always learn something, right? And then try to combine work, education, and fun. That would be the best idea, you know, to like as a strategy to reach your goal. And find the right mentor. Don't be hesitant also. I meet a lot of people, young people, professionals that say, like, I'm not comfortable to ask questions. If you're not comfortable to ask questions, then most likely you won't be able to move anywhere. Because questions, questions, questions. And the more answers you get, the more questions you get. That's how it works.
Yeah, and it makes it engaging as well.
Yeah,
you know,
absolutely.
That's the whole point of to be social, is to engage with one another.
Engage with one another and say actually yes when opportunities arise, you know, but also be able to say no when you feel that it's like, you know, outside and again, you start working on someone else's dream. So yes, no balance should be a big strategy. To you, some people are not good at saying yes, some people are not good at saying no, you
right.
know, those two are very, very important. And you need to start playing by new rules and be creative and promote yourself, because again, not everyone is comfortable with this self-promotion, and it's tough, because like people feel like, how, you know, can I talk about myself? How can I write about myself? And this is totally normal because most people are really, truly not comfortable to do this self-promotion. So it's always great to have someone who is professional and well-spoken and articulated and knowledgeable in marketing, you know, and promotion, who can help you at least at the very beginning.
Yeah, and I also want to add that the person himself, the employee himself, can promote himself by telling to his current employer how good he is, what he has done for the company. It all takes the courage to actually brag about yourself in order for the employer to see exactly what you see. And that sometimes works and people do get promoted.
Right, right.
Now,
it also depends. You need to really understand the company you work for, because we have met a lot of people that actually shared with us their negative experience when they started, you know, talking to their boss about like how much they do, how great they are. So they really did not expect, but they felt that their bosses were not so happy about this. So you need to be, again, flexible, sensitive, and creative enough how to put it out there, how to present it to your employer or to your boss. Unfortunately, not all companies are creative, or they do not really create this culture where they try to promote everyone and really see people as amazing, you know, talents and gifted individuals. So you need to really understand your company.
Right, that's true. Now, what are the characteristics of a successful employee in your organization?
Well, success, it's very, you know, everyone has like his own or her own definition. You know, something came to mind, like Churchill said that success is the ability to go from one failure to another with no loss of enthusiasm. I like that one, because a success is not really always about like winning and your victory and everything. Sometimes you fail and sometimes you lose. But really, if you keep that level of enthusiasm and positivity, and you keep going, I would say it's success. And overall, I would say success relate to, you know, the achievement of desired vision, goals, doing what you love, living, enjoying, dealing with issues. I think it's important. It's also success, like overcoming obstacles, sustaining like happiness, enjoyment, something like this. But to me, I would say success is living creatively. And like I just said, enjoying every moment and focusing on great things, exploring your own abilities instead of taking like negative feedback all the time and, you know, feeling like happy and blue. So, but again, everyone needs to create or make his own definition and follow it.
Right. But do you see that in your employee? Do you have like a successful employee in your organization that you so admire?
Well, again, everyone is different, and it's hard to, like, you know, there is no actually formula, but we would like to see creative employees. This is a big one. Like I said, you know, all companies are different, but because we deal with creativity and we teach people creative thinking, so we need to have trainers that are creative themselves. So this is very important. We celebrate and value, you know, positivity, being positive, because, like, again, if you are negative, you can't work with people, and we work with people. We want people to succeed in everything. But then, knowledgeable people. So knowledge is everything, and knowledge does not necessarily equal education, because we do meet people that are sometimes very educated but not as knowledgeable as someone who is like a self-starter and reads a lot and does research every day and everything. So knowledgeable people with experiences also are great. And sometimes, you know, you should give an opportunity to someone with no prior experience, because it's so, like, difficult for young people to start. There are brilliant, gifted, amazing people that are totally capable to run, you know, a program or agency, but they can't get this job just because they're young and just because they don't have a prior experience. And in many cases, those individuals are so successful when you actually provide them with this opportunity. And it's not necessary that they are worse than someone with 10 years of prior experience. So this is like a vicious circle, because I meet those young, brilliant individuals all the time that they say, okay, I know I'm capable, I know this, this, and this, and I totally can't do this, but how can I get this job? Because everyone is saying you have no prior experience, or it's not enough. So the amount of years and so on. So this is tough.
Right. It is true. Now, if somebody wants to reach out to you, Olga, what is the form? How can they reach out to you?
Well, the easiest, I think, is reach out via website, azvcreda.com, www.azvcreda.com, or they can call us. It's 833-AZVCREDA. Creda, very simple to remember, 833-AZ-CREDA, 833-692-7336. If it's easier, they can email us, again, via website, azcreda@gmail.com also. So there are so many ways to reach out. They can also call 718-755-6678. But first, I would recommend to go to our website and see what amazing product we offer, and look at our Mind Booster art. Now, I just finished my new book about Mind Booster art, Arts and Society. And we are conducting a very interesting research working with healthcare professionals and mental health professionals, installing images into medical offices, corporate offices, educational settings, because we want to see, like, a bigger picture, how this happy, vivid, beautiful art imagery impacts the observers and how they make them happier, stress-free, and we want to turn those spaces and environments and surroundings into, like, very happy and mind-friendly you know, place.
That's nice. So this will be, listeners, this will be in the description in case you missed information. It's ozcredo.com, OZCRedo.com. And it's the phone to reach is 833-OZCREDO. It's very easy to remember, and you can reach out to Olga and see what organization it is that can help you. I really do recommend, because I like it so far, to hear that training and workshops are necessary for anyone. So it doesn't have to be from your company. You can actually train yourself by just go reaching out to Olga, and she will help you.
Absolutely. We do workshops for youth. We do for educators, for adults, for professionals, administrators, and for the elderly. So anyone is welcome, because creativity is a great trend from everyone from 0 to 150.
Right. That's true. Now, tell me when you were the most satisfied in your career.
Well, you know, the creative person is never satisfied, so that's actually true. So once, you know, I finish something, I want something else, and it keeps me going, and I'm motivated enough to never be satisfied and keep moving, and so on and so on. But what was really satisfying, and I would say surprisingly satisfying, is when I started creating this mind booster art. So that was something totally new and different from what I ever planned. You see, life is full of surprises, and sometimes find yourself doing something that you never planned for. So I never planned in my life, you know, to become an artist. I was always into like science and higher education and writing books and textbooks. And even though I got education in art, and actually it was a very interesting experience, and I even got invited teaching psychological principles and concepts of composition at the National University, and that was one of a kind experience and so on. But later on in my life, I started painting because I needed some visual material for my international and international conferences presentations. So I wanted to demonstrate how you can create a mind-friendly and creativity-conducive environment, which can break your stereotypes, you know, activate your brain, and help you to change your perception and start thinking differently, and so on. So a while ago, I have invented this mind booster art, which actually celebrates the surprise and power of merging science with art. So it's scientifically based, and this mind booster images were first invented just to help people changing their perception, like I said, improving like self-image, because it improves your mood drastically. It like brings very positive, warm, and welcoming emotions, and work even like, you know, new responses, and like I said, sparking creative thinking. So this concept was actually formed based on my scientific research, and I'm trying to explain why it made me so happy, because it was like a happy, you know, incident, because like sometimes you invent something by accident. So it was based on my scientific research into the world of creativity, perception, color therapy, I don't know, pattern recognition, stimulus generalization, concentration, and so on and so on and so on. So when this art was first invented, actually, I did not even fully realize the full specter of benefits and possibilities. Like I said, I started making those large images, they're large paintings, you know, only to help people think more creatively and demonstrate how you can use a unique combination of vivid, like, color, shape, dynamics, depth, and so on and so on, to create something really meaningful and helpful. So as we moved further, actually, I started realizing that this concept has, like, many more applications than I first thought. So I got invited to so many, art exhibitions, to exhibit at museums, galleries, institutions, educational settings, corporate offices, and other facilities. And I was so happy, and you said like about satisfaction. So I was so happy and satisfied to hear feedback from absolutely different people, diverse people from diverse backgrounds. So first it was mostly like, you know, my colleagues from human services and social sciences field, and then, you know, like healthcare providers, and then mental healthcare providers, and then educators, and then journalists, and then artists and designers and architects. So that was the first, first when I started, like I said, it was all about science. But then I started, you know, getting invitations to present in the front of architects, interior designers, artists. So I did not even expect that they would be so interested. So they would become so interested at this concept. So I think it's a very interesting process, and I keep moving, I keep inventing new imagery, because it's never enough. I learn so much about this every day. I try to get, you know, feedback from our observers, from people that use this imagery, and I'm getting ready right now to present at an international conference on design principles and practices in March. So online booster art and society, actually experiencing creative environment for health and wealth. So that will be a big challenge to speak in front of those, highly professional people in the field of design and design principles industry. So this is very satisfying, because like you learn something. So learning, is the most satisfying experience for me.
That's very much like, I feel like you're so busy, with so many things, and you find like more ways to get yourself busy. I'm very admiring you. I really do admire you. I'm like, wow. It's like, how else can I help? That's fantastic. I really do feel that you are striving to be so much better, and I feel like everybody should really look out to you, and do not say I'm set, I'm comfortable, I'm good. Actually, what else can I do? What else can I offer? I really see that in you. I'm like, wow, this is really somebody that you can look up to. Now, what advice would you give to your younger self?
Younger self. Let me see. First of all, I would say, Olga, do not wait for too long, like I said, for the right moment to change your life. Give it a try. But also from another perspective, everything happens for a reason, and I think I would not change too much, even though like everyone else, I have been through a very tough time in my career, jobs, room jobs, people, not always positive working environment. I'm trying to make it as positive as I can, but everything happens for a reason, because when you go through those obstacles and challenges, you should learn both how to do things and how not to do things. If you do not experience something negative, and as silly as it may sound, you cannot fully understand how not to do, how not to talk, how not to practice, how not to organize, and so on and so on and so on. So this is very important. And like I said, it's always hard to give up something steady and familiar if it's not, you know, always good for you. So this is really, really important. I would also recommend myself to network more. And start a long time ago because I did not fully understand the importance of networking and reaching out. I was comfortable with what I know, with who I knew, and I was surrounded, you know, by pretty much same people. They were interested, they were like-minded, they were my colleagues, and I was satisfied with that. So this understanding came much later that I need to get out of this circle of friends and colleagues, and I need to, in a way, get out of my zone of comfort, and I need to start talking to people that I don't know in order to understand something I don't know.
Right.
So definitely I would give myself this advice. And again, learn even more, and read even more. So that's never, never enough.
And what would you do if you weren't a president in your company?
What would I do? I would probably still, you know, teach, because this is my passion, and probably work for a company providing also training. I would definitely invent something, because my mind is never stopping, you know, I like to come up with new ideas and new combinations of ideas. I would, keep writing, my books. I would keep writing poetry. I love poetry a lot. I would probably keep creating some art. You see, whatever I would do, I would do it passionately, and I would do something that I love. And I truly, truly wish every listener to merge their passion with their future or current job. That would be amazing. It's not easy, but there is always a way to do so.
Right. There's always a way. And also, like you said, to meet the right people to actually, you know, help you with what you are actually want to do. And
absolutely,
if it doesn't work, it doesn't work. But there's always other things to do that might work.
Absolutely. And learn something new. You know, go to a place you've never been to. Become as diverse as possible. Try to meet and greet people from different cultures, because diversity equals creativity. People that are diverse, they are, by research, more creative, more flexible, more fluent, more open-minded. So it's always great to learn, you know, a new language, to learn about different culture, to meet people. I have friends from, probably all cultures around the world, and I always am eager, you know, to learn more, because it's amazing. Every culture offers something unique and different, and actually is very helpful to change your perception and step out of your zone of comfort, of your bubble of what you know.
Right. Olga, one last question before we leave. We have talked about creativity mainly for adults, but I think it should be probably taught in the younger age. Is there anything that you currently do for kids?
Sarah, thank you so much for actually asking this question. Because as a matter of fact, I'm getting involved and invited to present in the front of amazing people, educators, like I said before, childcare providers, after-school program providers, educational administrators, and as a matter of fact, they have asked many times, Dr. Olga, you write for higher education, and then great, we love your theories, and we love your articles, is there anything for kids? So, as for educators, teachers, childcare providers, especially after school, professionals request, I actually just recently finished a book on creative thinking for children, and it's called Unbelievable Adventures of Dr. Frieda. This is a very interesting, funny, amazingly smart, inventive person, character, Dr. Frieda. And this book is a guide to creativity, imagination, and unlimited possibilities for children ages 9 to 12, because it's one of the most vulnerable ages when children fall into like peer pressure, they become stubborn, parents don't know how to deal with them, because we provide also a lot of parenting classes, so we know 9 to 12 is the top age. So this action-packed, interplanetary, and mysterious story presents, like I said, the world's most creative scientist, Dr. Frieda, a doctor of science and invention. So this character, Dr. Frieda, travels in time and space, and teaches actually children creativity. It's a very engaging story, and I bet children will love this research-based roller coaster of mystery with intriguing twists and turns. Everything I do is a research-based because I want it to be effective. This book will teach the young reader creative thinking skills and imagination, and I think parents and educators will appreciate this book because it creates a fun learning experience, and it involves technology, astrology, physics, and even psychology, and make it like ideal complement to many schools and great addition to a classroom or even home library. So currently, I am looking for the right publishing company or publisher who will publish this book, and this book will be available to any child, I hope, because it's very helpful and it's a great need for children to be creative and develop self-esteem, develop self-determination, be strong, make right choices, and so on and so on and so on.
That is fantastic. These are great for parents who have children who want to have a creative mind, because creativity does start from young age. And like, you know, if you are creative, you are successful. There is no obstacle. It's just you have the materials already available. So have your child read this book. And it's once it is going to be launched, you will be notified. And this is really something that you should have at home. And you will give it the best gift for your child.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Thank you, Olga, so much. I feel that my listeners, you're out there listening to this. You have to reach to Olga. She really shared so much information that I believe, like, there is no excuse for not reaching out your goals, for not doing what you wish to do. It's really, you have this person here, an expert who is a consultant who provides training, professional development, and is there to help you in every way. And if you feel that there is a field that she might not be the one to help you, well, like she said, she's going to recommend you where to go to a different person who is knowledgeable in your field. So reach out to her on her website, OZCREDO.com, OZCREDO.com, and you can call her 833-OZCREDO, OZCREDO. This will be also in the description. Once it is after the show, it will be in the description, so you will reach out to her. And like always, I'm here every Wednesday night at 10 p.m. Eastern Time. Let's Talk Careers with Sarah.
Thank you so much, Sarah, and I wish everyone to succeed and be creative.
Be creative. That's right.
Please rate this podcast and let me know what you think about this episode in the review.
You are tuning in to Let's Talk Careers with Sarah. I'm aired every Wednesday at 10 p.m. Eastern Time. In this show, I talk about career advancement, resume revamps, interview expectations, how to stand out from the crowd, how to brand yourself, and skills you need to become a CEO. All of this is on Armed Radio on my show, Let's Talk Careers with Sarah, exclusively on TuneIn Satellite and the Armed Radio Network.
Are you ready to land your dream job? Your dream job is waiting for you. You want to transition, you want to be a leader, you want to have the mindset of how to nail that interview. This ebook is exactly for you. It's a workbook that requires you to think a little bit and know what to expect when someone is going to ask you that question. That is actually a great plan for you to understand what you will be asked and what you need to ask yourself as well in order to get the right answers. It's a ebook that requires you to write your thoughts, your opinions, and answer the questions that's there. It's only $17. I require you to go to Sarah Yusupov, sarayusupov.blogspot.com/shop. In that section, you will see exactly what you need. It's a great breakthrough if you want to change your career. Again, it's sarayusupov.blogspot.com/shop. The link is in the description below.
Hey, did you know you could get paid to travel the world and teach English? I'm Tamara with Let's TEFL, and I'm here to introduce you to the world of teaching English overseas. Native English speakers are in high demand all over the world. Think Thailand, China, Italy, Spain, and schools will pay around $2,000 to $3,000 per month for qualified teachers. It's a great way to see the world and get paid at the same time. With our online course, you can become a certified English language teacher and work all over the world. You don't need any previous teaching experience. You can study at your own pace and gain your qualification within a few weeks. We'll provide extra training to help you pass job interviews. And we'll even help you find an exciting job overseas. So what are you waiting for? Click the link below and get started today.
Tune in to Let's Talk Careers with Sarah here on Armed Radio Global every Wednesday night at 10 p.m. Eastern Time. Stuck on your careers? Hate your boss but don't know how to move on? Don't know how to ask for a salary raise? Then you need to listen to my show, Let's Talk Careers with Sarah, every Wednesday night here on Armed Radio Global.
A bolt of lightning has struck Broadway. J.K. Rowling's Harry Potter and the Cursed Child. See the epic story continue on stage, where the boy who lived lives on. You'll believe the magic is real and the award-winning theatrical event so spectacular. It has to be told in two parts. Hogwarts welcomes you home this winter. Get tickets at harrypotteronstage.com.